USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Trump calls this election interference, and he's not alone, as Americans watch this play out from Democrat district attorneys. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made a decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Firestorms in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. On Monday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. While noting that housing for the displaced has been a priority, he applauded those who have taken survivors into their homes. The blaze that tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. San Francisco federal workers are being advised to work from home for the foreseeable future. The Nancy Pelosi Federal Building in San Francisco is home to a range of essential offices, including the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Labor, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that the Department of Health and Human Services issued a work-from-home advisory due to the unsafe conditions around the building itself, citing the fact that the surrounding area is an open-air drug market. USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
You finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're an American, chances are you're drinking.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages like liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with findings for more than 8 decades that the company's been tracking the number. It peaked in the late 70s at 71%. Meanwhile, this year, 38% said they do not drink at all, with 24% of that group saying they don't care for alcohol. For those who do drink, 69% said they drank in the past week, and 32% in the past day. I'm John Schaefer.
Britney Spears is reportedly considering giving a tell-all interview on TV. She's considering the interview offer from Oprah Winfrey. According to the U.S. Sun, someone close to Spears revealed that the networks and online streaming platforms have all been bidding to get an exclusive interview with the singer. The pop star's memoir, The Woman in Me, is set to be released on October 24th. Hunter Biden's attorneys say prosecutors backed out of the sweetheart deal.
The deal in question would have settled tax evasion and gun charges. In a filing late Sunday, lawyers for the president's son said prosecutors were largely responsible for the plea agreement dissolving. Prosecutors add that they will move forward with charges in California and Washington, D.C. against Hunter Biden. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so